Thank you for calling Club Services. Yes, may I help you?
Hi. I received an email that I placed an order yesterday, and I did not place an order with you people yesterday. Do you want the order number?
May I please have your zip code?
Sure, 07405.
07405.
Yeah.
And may I have your name?
Charlotte Riquet.
Thank you. And can I get you to verify your address?
229 Terrace Lake Drive, Butler, New Jersey, 07405.
Thank you. Now, I do see on March the 12th, there was an order for 2 fitness tracker.
Yeah, no. I ordered 1 fitness tracker. They were supposed to cancel the 2nd fitness tracker. And on this order number, it says the order date is 3/25 at 9:02 p.m.
3/25. See, what happens is you try the product for 14 days. And on the 15th day, we bill you for the full price. And the full price is the $49.87.
Okay. I did not know that those were the terms of this particular purchase, but I know that I only purchased 1. I did not.
Yeah, I do see here where we've refunded you the shipping on the 2nd one.
Right. And the 2nd one should have been completely refunded.
We only charge you for the 1 that was $49.87.
Yeah, I don't even want the 49. I don't want it. I was under the impression that these were only charged the shipping at $4.95.
And why do I apologize for that misunderstanding? Excuse me. Now, what I can do is I can offer you a 35% discount off the watch.
They sent me a survey and said, oh, you can get this prize if you do the survey, and all you have to pay for is the shipping. That's what it said. And now they're charging me.
Yes, I do apologize for that. There is a 15% restock fee.
I'm not paying that either. I'm going to take it up with my credit card company if I don't get the full whole refund. I'm not going to pay the restocking or into that crap. This was a survey. It said, if you take the survey, it's $4.95, and we'll send you this. I'm like, okay. And suddenly all these other charges came up. So I'm happy to send them back to you. I don't want them, but I'm not paying a restocking fee, and I want a full refund. And I'm going to call my credit card company and take this order off of them. I'm going to dispute it.
All right. Now, you know your credit card company will contact us and see this was a valid order that was done.
Canceled the order. There's only one.
This the $49.87 is for the 1 watch. Now I can give you a 50% discount off that watch.
Oh my god!
And that 50% will make it only $24.94.
I can't even believe this. I'm gonna dispute. Okay, take 50% off of it. Still gonna dispute it.
Well, if you're going to dispute, there's no need in me to make any alteration. So what happened, the bank will contact us, and they'll validate that the charges are legitimate.
This is misleading. I'm going to report to you guys. This is you asked me to do a survey and said you will get this for $4.95 shipping, no other charges. And now you're charging me.
Now, at the end of the checkout, we'll ask you, are you 18 years or older? In a box, it read to the terms of the agreement.
This is so misleading.
Now, Ms. Riquet, I do apologize that the terms of the agreement was misleading. Now, what I can do is I could give you my family and friends discount that would give you 75% off of the watch, where I refund you $37.40, meaning you're paying only $20.47 for the watch.
$20.40.
Ma'am.
Yep. Go ahead and do that. And I want to see it on my credit card as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, I'm finna
and
take
I'm finna. I'm reporting you today to the Better Business Bureau. This is ridiculous.
Yes, I do. I do apologize for that. Do you mind if I place you in a brief hold?
No.
Hold on a moment for me, okay? All right, well, I'm going, I'm working on getting that discount. One moment.
Such a scam.
Bear with me, okay? All right, I've refunded that amount of $37.40. Hold on a minute. So you should receive that in 3 to 5 business days.
And what is your name?
My name is Yasmina.
And do you know last name? You don't give that out, of course.
My last name is Johnson.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling Custom Services. You have